Gavin Gray's our UK correspondent. Evening, Gavin.
Hi there, Heather.
Gavin, what's been the reaction to Rishi Sunak pumping in all that money for defence to put you guys on a war footing?
Yeah, I'm going to keep my voice quite quiet here because I'm outside Downing Street, and I have to tell you that I think many people don't think Rishi Sunak will be here in order to see this move through. It's a big increase in spending, but he's talking about it rising to 2.5% of national income by 2030. Of course, we have to have a general election here before the end of January, and in the opinion polls, the Prime Minister is trailing very, very badly. Now, the Prime Minister said in this announcement that he doesn't think we're on the brink of war, but says the extra money will put the country's defence system on a war footing. There's a great deal of concern over Europe that, frankly, the war in Ukraine has shown them they would run out of bullets and ammunition pretty quickly if there were a war. So that's why there's this defence. Now, of course, Downing Street saying that the spending will reach roughly 190 billion New Zealand dollars by 2030. That's almost 18 billion higher than if spending stayed at the same level, taking into account the inflation rate. NATO sets its target for how much each nation should spend. Poland was NATO's top spender as a share of its economy, 3.9%. US second place, 3.5%. By going in at this new figure of 2.5, the UK will become pretty high up in that top table.
Gavin, listen, I see you guys are going all weird on Rishi Sunak wearing the Adidas sneakers, now Keir Starmer wearing Adidas sneakers. Do you have an opinion on whether he should be allowed to wear the Gazelle trainers?
Do you know what? I'm the worst person to ask about sartorial eloquence. But yes, I do. I think he should be allowed to wear what he wants. Whether it's particularly becoming of a prime minister when he's otherwise smartly dressed, I don't know. But of course, he got in criticism as well when he wore a pair of very smart designer boots to a building site, and they were roughly in the 1,000 New Zealand dollar per pair stake.
Yeah, okay, so you can't win either way. Hey, now explain this to me, because this blows my mind. How does a kid win a European competition by screeching like a seagull?
Well, look, all I can say is, by doing it extremely convincingly, this 9-year-old, who's from Chesterfield in Derbyshire, travelled to the Belgian coastal town in order to compete in the European Council Gull Screeching Competition. Extraordinary. He started doing seagull impressions after being bitten or nipped by one while he was eating a tuna sandwich. He said he wanted to become Seagull Boy, rather like when Peter Parker became Spider-Man when he was bitten by a spider. Anyway, his mum said, I used to get really fed up with him, but then I noticed that people actually thought a seagull was standing next to them, whereas it was their son. It is remarkably a good thing. He scored 92 out of a possible 100. He won the juvenile category. And I defy you, if you shut your eyes, to play sound effects of a seagull and then play sound effects of young Cooper and tell the difference.
Well, Gavin, I will take you up on that challenge, actually. You go and enjoy yourself outside 10 Downing Street. Here it is. It's Gavin Gray, our UK correspondent. This is Cooper, Seagull Boy.
A seagull that is hungry.
Yeah. For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.